I want to start by saying that the number three man in Nigeria was brutally killed some years back. Until today, nobody has come up to say this is what happened to him and who are his killers. But we know that they know that whoever that murdered Chief Bola Ige, the Chief Justice of Nigeria, they know themselves. And they are practically safe walking the streets of Nigeria. One of the PDP chieftain, Chief Amina Siridikebo, he was clubbed to death in his home, in the presence of his wife and children, because he stepped out of PDP and went to another party because of the going on there. We have a lot of reasons to give to you that Nigeria is not a safe country. I, for one, as a married woman, I have a 9-year-old daughter. I am not God that gives children. But I know, and you all can testify, that any woman that comes into a husband's home and you have a daughter, you are as good as not being married because you are not regarded. You are sinners, being detrimental to that marriage. You don't have anything to offer because you have not produced a son that will carry on the family name. It's not supposed to be that way. We are made to feel useless. No matter how pretty, no matter how brilliant your daughter is, you are made to feel useless, you are made to feel stupid, you are made to feel worthless. I joined the political party because I felt I had things to offer. In my growing up years, we had a lot of things around us we can enjoy. But our children, they don't have such a privilege. They can't go to the parks to play because the amenities are not there anymore. The places you walk, under 2 minutes you are there. Believe you me, in Nigeria, within 1 hour you are still not there because of the bad roads. I felt I had something to offer. And I joined the political party PDP. I gave my best. I mobilized. I campaigned. I did all manner of things. And what do I get in return? A death threat. Because I refused to be used as a pawn between the ruling governor and his godfather. I was beaten almost to a pulp in my house. I was brutally raped. I am an example. The elder I went to seek for assistance, he was murdered. My house was set on fire. My cars were set on fire. What do I have to fall back on? This is me. What about other women that cannot speak for themselves? What about other women that cannot speak for themselves? Nigeria is unfair. Nigeria is sick. Nigeria is not healthy for anybody. Some weeks before I came into this country, some traders went to Abuja. I mean, in Nigeria, your life is worth 20 naira as far as a policeman is concerned.
That's right.
Because they can stop the car you are in and say, "Madam, anything for us, anything for the boys." And once you say no, they ask you to park. They will start going through your papers. They will always find something to rope you in with. What are we talking about here? It's either you pay or you are framed. What do you get out of it? It is not just going to the police station that is the problem. Police station is a death sentence. Who will speak for you? It is your word against the policeman. As far as their bosses are concerned, they make returns to them. So once you don't want to pay, you are an enemy. You have committed a crime. The young men that are unfortunate to take drugs in Nigeria, somebody can easily pay them 500 naira and your life is gone. What are we talking about here? Where are we going to start? I consider us privileged to be in this country. Because at least when we go to bed at night, we can sleep.
That's right.
We are not lazy. I, for one, I am a very active woman. Very, very active. And I can say by my own standard, I'm very, very comfortable. But what do I have? What do I have to fall back on? Who do I go to? Who will believe you? Are we talking about the riggings that go on in our political sector? Who will believe you, even when you're a life witness? Once you go to talk, you are fighting against powers that be, up to the presidency.
That's right.
Our president is a corrupt man. Yeah. I can stand before him and tell him that to his face.
Yes.
He is evil. A lot of people see him as that. But he will always paint and wear and paint himself before the world that he's nice. What is he doing for us? What is he doing for your children? Nothing.
No welfare. Nothing.
Even the church leaders, all of their children are overseas studying.
Yes.
We're in the church giving our offering, praying to God to save us. Where is this safety going to come from? As much as we are employing you people to help us, we also want you to help Nigeria. Thank you very much.